Welcome to Worst Laid Plans. The following is based on true events. Names and key details have been changed to protect the guilty.
Incognito. Let me start off by saying that I will never cease to be amazed by the fact that anyone could come and see us in this show and still want to have sex with us. But they do. They always do. And tonight, you're going to hear one of their sad tales. One night, after a Worst Laid Plans production, we all headed over to La Poubelle like we always do. And like always, we are greeted there by our friends and their friends. And on this particular occasion, I am reintroduced to a young man. For our purposes, let's just call him that nasty fuck. Okay? Settled. So this nasty fuck's balls drop, he becomes a man, and he decides he's gonna ask me out on a date. I say yes. But understand at this point, all I know about this person is that everybody loves him. Everybody loves this guy. I know he is slightly eccentric, possibly gay, but I don't know he's a nasty fuck. Either way, I'm having some apprehension about whether or not I should go out on this date. So, as not to discount my unlikely suitor without a fair trial, I decide that I will conduct a little investigation. I decide that I will call up one of my girlfriends, one of his good friends, in the hopes, honestly, that talking with someone who really knows him will help me decide whether or not we should go out. She, by the way, will be known as Delusional Misguiding Bitch. So, the Delusional Misguiding Bitch and I have a lengthy conversation that ends with, "Oh my God, Timberly, of course you should go out with him, but be sweet. He's a gentle soul." Like I'm the fucking Kraken or something. What the hell am I gonna do to this man? Anyway, we go out. I meet this nasty fuck at his house. He has me walking the heel taps out of my new boots to a little Mexican place he assures me is just around the corner, which is the distance you measure everything in when your main mode of transportation is a skateboard. I had not been made privy to this little nugget before I agreed to go out on the date. I had been told, however, that this nasty fuck did not drink, but he had a king-size margarita at dinner. And you could tell that the libations were starting to make a move on him because he began to dance around playfully in his chair from seated position to seated position, first Indian style, then up on both knees, finally hugging one knee and tossing his head back gleefully. At which point I said to myself, this nasty fuck is gay. But it didn't matter anyway, you guys. It didn't even matter. Because I had already decided that I am deaf not fucking this twerp. My plan is to get back to his house, claim an early morning, and therefore call it an early night. We head back. We take an even a longer return route so that he can show me houses he thinks are beautiful. We stop in front of a particularly large and unappealing home, at which point he tries to kiss me. Beep-bomp, this does not happen. When we get back to his apartment, I'm feeling a little asshole-ish about the douchebaggery that I pulled before. So I decide that I will allow him to take me on the "this will end in my bedroom" tour of his apartment. It was a two-bedroom, by the way, all of which I could see from the front fucking door, bedroom, bathroom, kitchen, bedroom, door. We go ahead and take the tour, and we land where? Surprise! In his bedroom. At which point he starts to blah, blah, blah his way through his expansive DVD and video game collection. And then he plops down on the edge of the bed, turns off the overhead light, and flips on a lamp with a red light bulb and a scarf thrown over it.